Well, hello, I am Matt Williamson. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast. How is everyone this fine Tuesday? Draft Eve Eve, I suppose it is. How about that? Tomorrow's draft day Eve. I'm Matt Williamson, NFL. I am MattWilliamsonFootball.com. I've been doing this for about 18 years, since 2000. So that's 18 years. Let's do a couple news and notes. Today's Twitter Tuesday, by the way, because we're not going to have a Twitter Thursday, because that's draft day, and I'm not going to do a podcast Thursday. I will Friday recapping round one, but by the time Thursday you listen to it, the draft may have already happened, so I'll do something tomorrow, and I'm thinking I might just pick 5 to 10 prospects just to talk about, you know, just guys I like or standouts or I'm worried about or good fits if they land here. So that's going to be tomorrow, something along those lines. After that, it's going to be draft recap like crazy, probably one over the weekend too, like I mentioned, definitely one Friday. Today, I said it's Twitter Tuesday, and I didn't give you guys a lot of notice, so I only have a couple questions. But I want to start off just by, because I don't think I've said this to you yet, and to be honest, I've wavered on it, and I've gone back and forth, but I wanted to put it on record with you guys, my quarterback list for this draft. And I'm not avoiding things. Like I said, I've been doing this 18 years, and in a draft-like capacity now for like 15 of those, 14 of those. And most draft classes, I feel stronger about than... So this late breaking news, Rob Gronkowski announces he will return for the Patriots for 2018. No big shock. Okay, move on. So, most draft classes, I have a stronger conviction with my rankings. And if any of you are new to me, trust me on this. The people that aren't know that I like the guys that I like. And I'll tell you, I mean, last year my list went Mahomes, Trubisky, Kaiser, Watkins. Doesn't make me sound super smart this moment, but that was my list. This year, my list goes Lamar Jackson, number one. I think people are way too critical of this guy. My concerns are, yeah, he's going to miss throws, and I bet he misses some throws all throughout his career. Like, he's never going to be Drew Brees accuracy-wise, but I think his accuracy is better than people think. I think his pocket presence and ability to stay in the pocket, it's not just like, here's a simple read, Lamar. If it's not there, just run around like with your chicken cut, like with your head cut off and go. No, he's much more developed than a lot of these guys really is in a pro-style pocket environment. I think his lower body mechanics need work, and all these guys really should sit, and they probably all won't. But him in particular, I think he absolutely has the highest ceiling. And you can't ignore those wheels, man. I mean, that's not what NFL quarterbacking is all about, but it's a rare gift. I mean, it's treating Cam Newton pretty well, you know. I think Jackson is my number one. Like I said, though, the discrepancy between these is pretty close. I mean, there's not a big gap. And again, that brings me back to the Jets. Like, to trade, I think they agree with me. I mean, that's the only reason they would go to three, is if there was a couple of them that they all kind of like the same. Josh Rosen is my number two. And, of course, I don't know him. And I get the impression that some think he's a know-it-all pompous dude. But most seem to think that he's just very inquisitive, wants to know the answers, highly intelligent, wants to be coached hard. To me, that's great. I mean, my worries with him aren't off the field as much as he has an injury history, and that's concerning to me. But again, I'm not a doctor, so things like injuries and personality, I don't have the luxury from where I'm sitting at my bar chat with you guys to analyze. But on the field, isn't he like exactly what you want in a pocket passer? I mean, isn't he Matt Ryan with a little bit better arm? Total command of the offense. I mean, he's just a really good player already. The most NFL-ready of this group, in my opinion. Probably the least chance of being a bust, in my opinion. I got Darnold at three, and I fully recognize he probably will go one. And that doesn't mean Williamson hates Darnold. I like him a lot. And to me, the comp to him, there's two guys that really come to mind. Jim Kelly, you know, linebacker term quarterback, run through a wall for his teammates, tough as hell. Jameis Winston, you know, another guy that was really good at another sport. Darnold was a great basketball player in high school. Has that, I'm going to keep coming at you, very short memory. Makes a lot of interceptions, fumbles, bad plays, but that doesn't rattle him at all. A little more humble, from what I understand, than guys like Rosen and Mayfield. Lots of tools, obviously. Kind of a funky delivery. The fumbles in the pocket make me a little bit bonkers. But I do think Darnold is deserving in this draft to be the first quarterback taken. I got no problem with that at all. If I were the Browns, I'd have a hard time. I probably would take him because it does sound like his personality is very tough-minded, like I said, Kelly, that he can handle those rigors, you know, or a rebuild situation. Mayfield's 4, and I know all the analytics people and all the numbers tell you Mayfield is easily number 1 here, but I have some old-school scouting bias and look at him and say, he's 6 foot tall. He's not that big. And I know Jackson isn't either. But I Mayfield threw to guys that were screaming wide open. I mean, is he going to drive the ball into tight windows at the NFL level as a smaller dude? I just don't know. I also think that everyone talks very highly of him. But I think of Mayfield as he walks into his new locker room and there's a 30-year-old guard that's in his 7th year and he's got $30 million in the bank and a wife and 2 kids. Is he going to rah-rah with Mayfield? I don't know. You know, I mean, like, does his act translate to everyone? Everyone says it does, but I'm a little underwhelmed with him from a physical standpoint. I like him. I absolutely think he could be a success, but he's 4. Josh Allen is 5. And really just two things that are really, and everyone says he's like the most likable and most the guy everyone rooting for the most. And that's great. And that absolutely is important. And he has he's the most toolsy guy I've seen in a while. His accuracy, though, is a problem. I mean, it's at all levels. And doesn't put a lot of touch on the ball. And I don't like how he operates within the pocket. And those are tough things to correct. I mean, I see the allure. I just think that he has a very low floor. And then Mason Rudolph, to me, is clearly number 6. I think he's much better than number 7. He almost has his own tier. Where, actually, I mean, him and Allen may have their own tier. If I were to tier these guys, I think I'd go the top 3 altogether, Jackson, Rose, and Darnold. I guess I'd go Mayfield and Allen on their own tier, Rudolph on his own tier. And I like Rudolph, too. I mean, there are some of those Big 12 things, like I mentioned with Mayfield, that worry me. But I love the way he operates within the pocket. Really good deep passer, refined footwork and skills that way, smart, accurate, not overwhelming physically or from a arm strength perspective. But I think he's an NFL starter. I think he's going to have a pretty darn good career. And somebody is with the 35th, 38th pick, something like that, may get, not a gem, but a quality NFL starter for a long time. All right, let's get into some Twitter Tuesday action. James Ponitz asked, are the Patriots easy AFC favorites again after the roster losses in Buffalo and Miami? Yeah. I mean, I know Bills fans hate me because I don't respect their team as a contender. But those three teams in that division are in the bottom 10 in my power ranks, I'm sure, if I were to do them right now. I think the Patriots win that division by week 13. You know, like, I think that they're way better than everybody else. And I have my doubts that the Patriots are have the arrow going for, up, but I think that they are far superior to those three teams, no doubt in my mind. What else do we got here? Bacon Sammy. Could Denver go QB, and realistically, which might still be available and a good fit if so? I mentioned Rudolph before. I don't mind the idea of Rudolph to Denver early round two. I've been told that they really like Mayfield the best, and that they could be a surprise candidate, if you believe the nonsense that happens this time of year, that they could be a surprise candidate to try to sneak ahead of the Jets, make a deal with the Giants. Like, this is interesting to me. Because Mayfield and the Jets have really been linked together at three. If we assume Darnold's off the board at one, and you're the Giants, and you think those things are true, going to five still gets you Chubb or Barkley. So maybe it doesn't cost the Broncos all that much, you know, second rounder or something like that, to go from five to two if they love Mayfield that much. That's not what I would do. I mean, I just told you Mayfield's my fourth-ranked quarterback. But I don't know that that scenario I just drew out is crazy talk. I mean, I could see how that thought process would work if you're the, because if you're the Giants, why not? I mean, if you're picking a five, and you basic and you know for a fact the first three picks are going to be quarterbacks, you're going to get Chubb, you're going to get Barkley, and you won't even have to make the decision. The decision will be made for you. Whoever, you know, Cleveland doesn't take it for. If you're the Broncos, and you believe Mayfield is the man in a Trubisky-like manner last year in the draft, maybe you hop on up there and the Giants don't hold him over a barrel too bad. That could happen to me. What if they stay pat at five? Well, then I still think they could get a quarterback. I mean, I think chances are Darnold, Mayfield, Barkley, and Chubb are all gone when Denver picks. So that still gets you Rosen or Allen, you know, and I would guess, just a hunch, but I would think Elway, with his physical tools and his background, wouldn't mind Josh Allen one bit. You know, I mean, and of course, in that situation, and again, it never happens, but you could sit behind Keenum for a while, you know, I mean, that would be great for Allen. That would be a very nice landing spot for Allen. Learn behind Keenum, hang out and, you know, chill with Elway, learn a thing or two from him. So I like that. I like that quite a bit. That's going to do it. I had a couple things I got to take care of right now. I apologize. So I'm cutting Twitter Tuesday, which usually is Twitter Thursday. A little bit short, but some good quarterback talk. If you guys have any suggestions for Draft Day Eve podcast, I'm cool with that too. But as of right now, I'm probably just going to bring up like a dozen dudes that I've been liking or don't like or noteworthy and just kind of have a little chat about them. All right. Take care. We will see you.